Well, hello and welcome to our fifth call into setting the foundation for your empowered life. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this program. And if you're a member of the live program, the program that's happening, what is this? April, this live program, you have a 30-minute private session with me. So reach out to me and let's get that scheduled. Just want to remind. Okay, so today's call is going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program and this call, and then we'll dive deep into awareness, managing and focusing your energy using your power. And then we'll experience a new meditation to immerse yourself in gratitude and boost your immune system. And then we're going to recap. So first, we solidify the intention for this program. So we've come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to feel and to heal, and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of that divinity within, so that you can create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. And our intention for this call is to open the way for you to become more aware of your energy status, to broadcast out to the universe love energy more consistently, ultimately creating and living your happier life. Okay, so together we set our intention. So just close your eyes and just take a deep cleansing breath. And just exhale fully, pushing out any stagnant air. And now just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. For you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now, under grace, in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield, filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so let's just dive in. Today, let's take a close look at your life. There are 24 hours in a day. So what are you thinking about when you're not focused on a task? Are you visioning what you want your life to be? Or are you replaying over and over again in your head something that was uncomfortable? maybe focusing on what you don't have? Or are you just hanging out in a pleasant, peaceful state, maybe immersed in gratitude? Point is, are you vibrating in a love vibration more hours of the day, or are you vibrating in less than love energy? Are you fully immersed in gratitude as your normal state of being? Just what energy are you feeling for the majority of your day? Are you feeling happy, blissful, peaceful, or are you agitated or anxious? Do you have a worry program or a program of anxiety running in the background of your consciousness? These are the programs you really need to become aware of because they're sneaky. They fly under the radar because they've been in existence for so long that they feel like a normal part of us until we feel something different, until we feel the love vibration, and then we become more aware of the negativity more quickly. And every moment of every day, we're emanating an energy. We're broadcasting out a flow of energy, and that energy mirrors back to us. It mirrors back to us later today or tomorrow or next week as an experience. Are you flowing in grace? Flowing in love? Are you stuttering in anxiety, whether at a known level or an unknown subconscious level? Do you understand how truly powerful your energetic flow is? Now, you all know that I have a little dog, Magic. And when I take him on a walk, he's on a leash because the boy cannot be trusted. He has to be on a leash. And one day I was being all anxious about something while I was walking him, allowing fear thoughts to camp out in my head, when I realized that the energy I was feeling was traveling right down his leash and wrapping around his body. I was like, oh my God. Well, I put a screeching halt to those thoughts and evicted them from my brain. I was horrified that my little Magic was soaking up all the negative energy that I was pushing out. And another time, I was preparing my previous Magic's meal, and I was really mad. And this was like, well, over 10 years ago. This little guy's 8, so it was way over 10. Anyway, I put Magic's food together and I put it down for him, and he walked over to the bowl and he sniffed it and he curled up his lip and he backed up and sat down. He wouldn't touch it. Another oh my God moment, because I had infused all my anger right into his food and he wouldn't eat it, thank God. So I threw out the food, transformed my internal energy, got out a new bowl, prepared new food, Reiki'd it, and put it down for Magic, and he ate it. Our energy transfers. It flows out around us. It's real. When my daughter was a preteen, oh my God, her energy was intense. Intense. Not all the time, but when she was wound up, for whatever reason, her energy could be brutal, making standing next to her really difficult. You know, like standing next to her in a checkout line. And if she would sit down to my computer when she was all in that wound up state, the computer would crash every time. Energy is real. Again, every moment of every day, we're broadcasting out an energy, and we have the ability to consciously choose what that energy is instead of defaulting to whatever the dominant subconscious energy was from yesterday. We have the power, but we have to take the action steps to manage it and to use it for good. Our ability to consciously choose the vibrational status of our energy is truly a superpower. And we all have it. But we have to make the conscious choice to use it. So let's think about this for a moment. Right now, you're probably happy to be on the call. Well, I'm thrilled to be on the call with you. But what about earlier today or yesterday? What was your lowest vibration and why? So just think about that. What was your lowest vibration today or yesterday or last week and why? Did you get triggered by some outside stimulant, some experience outside of you? Maybe you got an email or a bill in the mail or a text that upset you, or maybe you saw something on the news, or maybe someone said something to you. Or did you get tired and an old painful thought pattern popped in your head and took up residence? You know those painful memories of past experiences that you haven't cleared out yet with love. And before you knew it, you were traveling down the despair rabbit hole. Yeah, easy to do. So let's just take a couple of minutes and think about any time you were feeling less than love and gratitude energy. Any feelings based in fear. And if you've been having a great week, then just go back to the last time you weren't having a good day and just think about that for a minute. And just think about what happened. And I'm just going to be quiet for a minute or so and let you think about that to just address it, figure it out, look at it. Okay, did you identify one? Next question. How long did you stay in that energy? And what did you do to pull yourself out of it and transform the energy to love? Or is that experience still vibrating in fear because you stuffed it instead of transforming the energy and healing it? I'm going to give you a minute to think about that. How long it took you to pull yourself out of that less than love fear energy, and what you did or what you still need to do to transform that energy to love, because it's never too late. So just give that a moment to think about. How long did you stay in that energy? If it took you longer than 30 minutes to pull out of that fear energy, why did it take you so long? No judgment. This is for greater understanding purposes. Why did it take you so long? Did you forget to use your tools? Was the pain so intense you couldn't get a grip on it for a few days? Well, in January and February this year, I've personally experienced golden opportunities to use my support tools. And both times it took me longer than 30 minutes to pull out of the energy. Why? Well, in January, I told myself I was feeling the feels, not stuffing them. Okay, but there has to be a time limit on feeling the feels. Well, since then, I'm setting my personal time limit for 15 minutes. That's it. Any longer, and I'm wallowing. I want to reach a state of being in a triggered energy only for as long as it takes to implement my empowerment support tools. Seconds would be ideal. Wouldn't that be lovely? And then in February, when I was triggered, it was a slow burn into the despair and anxiety. It didn't happen all at once. But when I realized it was there, because I wasn't in the awareness of my feelings and my energy. So when I realized I was there in the despair and anxiety, I began shutting that experience down. And when I started taking the action steps to shut it down, a landslide of hidden fear was revealed. Was not expecting that, but I recognized it and I knew what to do with it. Immediately, I started facing everything that was being revealed. But it just kept coming. And just like January, the feelings, those emotions were intense. Things I hadn't thought about in years came up. And when that happens, it's not the universe dumping on you. You know, I used to think, universe was dumping on me because I'm trying to improve my life and it's like testing me or something that do I really want to do this? Well, no, sir, that's not what's happening. But I used to think that the universe was dumping on me because I was trying to improve my life. When this happens, this is when most people throw up their hands screaming that this is too hard. I know that because that's what I used to do. Don't do this. Don't throw up your hands screaming it's too hard. Because what's happening is not a punishment. It's a revelation. When experiences of the past that are painful are revealed to us, those experiences that we buried in our subconscious, they still hold pain because we're holding them at some level of unforgiveness. They're being revealed to us so we can heal that pain through love and forgiveness. And this healing will set us free. It'll set us free to manifest what's ours by divine right. It sets us free to bring into physical manifestation what's already ours in our field of potentiality. Florence calls this the realm of right or perfect ideas. Scientists call this the quantum field, where everything exists. To bring what we want into our physical experience, that energy must be transformed to love. The pain must be healed so we can be free of it. Now, intellectually, when I get triggered, and I'm sharing all this with you because, you know, I'm human too, and all this stuff happens to me, just like it happens to you. You know, we intellectually know what we need to do, but we just stand there and look at it like deer in the headlights. You know, we don't do anything. We have to take the action steps. That's the key. The key is to fully transform the fear emotions to love emotions, to feel a different emotion. It isn't enough to intellectually know what to do. We must feel the transformation of the pain to an elevated emotion. And that elevated emotion must be love. And you know, I'm not talking about the emotion you feel that, you know, like when you fall in love with somebody. I'm talking about that love that is your essence, connected with the divinity within, that love, love of the highest order. So you've had this experience. You know intellectually what you need to do, but knowing does not shift your energy. Taking the action steps, transforming your energy, and following up to be certain you've transformed the energy, that full transformation opens the way to create your higher outcome, to manifest into your physical reality what was once in your quantum field. This, right here, knowing what to do, fully taking the action steps, using the support tools, this energetic shift is what is when change takes place. Taking the action step, implementing the infusion of love of the highest order, and fully activating forgiveness is what makes the difference in moving forward in ease and grace, free from the pain of the past, and being dragged, kicking and screaming, wallowing in the residual, recycled pain of what happened to you. So many times, we don't take the action steps. We don't implement our support tools. Instead, whether consciously or subconsciously, we choose to wallow in the energy, being a victim of whatever happened. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not fussing at you. We're all human. And I just shared that, you know, I'm experiencing this too, just like you. I've set my intention to improve my life. So whatever negative energies between me and making that improvement must be revealed so I can transform it and be free of it. And that's why being triggered is a golden opportunity. This is when our new concepts, new understanding of how energy works is put to the test. What are we going to do? How are we going to react? And I'll admit, in my past, I was a wallower. I'd wallow in the muck of something awful, wringing out every ounce of misery that there was to be had, being the victim, with the narrative of, I feel like this because of something that happened, how I was treated. And as a wallower, I could just be a victim and blame circumstances for the mess my life was in, because I didn't know that there was any other way to be. I didn't know I had the power to choose the way I was feeling, that I could choose to be the vibration of love energy instead of angry, drowning in worry and fear, but never physically dying. I didn't know I could change that till I did know. And then I learned that I have power within me to create something new, a higher outcome. No matter what happened to me, I had power, and I could make the conscious choice to improve my life. And so do you. And this is going to sound like a broken record, but here are the action steps and support tools to overcome being triggered. There are 5 steps here, and I numbered them to make them easier to keep up with. And I've already added them to the Deep Dive Central webpage. So if you don't get something, don't worry. It's there. The list of 5 things are there. And of course, you'll have the recording. Okay, so 1, when you get triggered, when you feel that anxious energy start, just stop everything. Take a low, long, slow, deep breath. Do several of them. Slow, deep breath in. Hold it. Then breathe out your mouth. A relaxed mouth. Not a pursed lips. But just open your mouth. Just drop your jaw and let the breath out. Because when you breathe out your nose, or you have pursed lips with the breath coming out, your face is still going to hold tension. When you breathe out through your mouth just by dropping your jaw, your face will relax. Your throat will relax. Your body will continue to relax. And when you exhale, hold that exhale for a few counts, at least 4 to 6. Then breathe deeply again. Just do the best you can. And take that deep breath now and exhale out through your nose, and you can feel the tension. Take a deep breath. Exhale out through pursed lips. You'll feel the tension. Take a deep breath and exhale out just by dropping your jaw and letting the breath come out of your mouth, and you will feel the tension release. Focusing on breathing deeply will begin to bring your heart and mind into coherence, into harmony. And when you're taking those deep breaths, that's a perfect time to activate your chaos flush. 2, discern, am I safe? When you've established that you're safe, creating that clear line of demarcation from not safe to safe, you can then recognize the difference of what you were feeling and what you're feeling now with the acceptance of knowing that you're safe. It's a completely different energy. And it helps to flush out that adrenaline rush. And you definitely want that to go. 3, accept what your life is in this moment. You're not happy with your life at this moment, but just accept that this is what's happening without judgment of what you're feeling. And then go, what are you feeling? No judgment on it, but what are you feeling? Are you feeling shame, guilt, anxiety, anger, latent fear? Become aware of what you're feeling and accept, this is what I'm feeling. And it only takes a few seconds to accept what your life is in this moment and what you're feeling. The action step of acceptance is feeling the feels. You felt it now. You've acknowledged it. You've named those feels. No need to linger here. And point of clarity, you want to feel the feels, not bury them in the subconscious. And I think that's what most people get hung up on. feel what you're feeling, but acknowledge what you're feeling instead of burying those feelings in the subconscious and ignoring them. And then take the action step of accepting, this is what my life is in this moment. From this neutralized state, you'll be better equipped to transform the experience to love. If you don't take this action step of accepting what you're feeling, the human go-to is to hang out there, replaying over and over again what happened and justifying in your own mind why you feel so awful because this thing happened. Or you bury it in the subconscious, which in some ways is even worse because in time you forget about it until you get triggered and this energy rears its ugly head again. Now, when you accept what your life is in this moment, you'll feel relief. If you don't feel the relief, take the action step again, speaking out loud. I accept what my life is in this moment. I feel betrayed, angry, resentful, guilt, shame. I accept this is what my life is in this moment. And you can add to the end, I really don't like it, but I accept it. I'm not in agreement of it, but I accept that this is what I feel. This is what's happening. Acknowledging what you're feeling takes the power away from those feelings because you're observing it. And energy reacts differently when it's observed. Accepting this is what your life is stops the internal battle with the feelings and with the thoughts that beat you up. Okay, number four, accept that you have the power to improve your life. You don't like what happened and you faced and acknowledged what you were feeling. Now, accept that you have the power to improve your life and set your intention to transform it. Breathing deeply here will continue to support bringing your body and mind back into coherence. Number five, infuse all with love, that love of the highest order. When you do that, this shifts your energy out of fear to love. Because you can't be in both at the same time. You can only be in fear or you're in love, one or the other, not both. And anything less than love is your anxiety, your anxiousness, shame, guilt, all that energy, less than love. When you can fully infuse all the people, the situation, and yourself with love, sincerely from your heart, you transform that fear, those fear emotions that you were feeling to love. You transform them. You create, you know, you're shifting it from one to the other. And you become the frequency of love, opening the way for a higher outcome to be the result. And it feels so much better. However, if you're not feeling the love, if no matter how hard you try, you're just not feeling it, step back, because as we talked about last week, you can't think greater than you feel. And sometimes we have to experience that when we get to this point, infusing all with love. Sometimes we can just do it. Done deal. Energy transformed, ready to move forward in ease and grace, vibrating in love. But other times, the emotions are too intense. The fear energy is really, really strong. And it probably stems from something that happened in your childhood. Could be from a previous life, but it's probably a childhood trauma of some kind. And you need to take another action step to fully get a grip on it and manage the energy. You're feeling uncomfortable emotions, and your brain can't think greater than those uncomfortable emotions. But you know that if you don't fully immerse yourself in emotions of a higher vibration, nothing's going to change. And you'll stay in the pain, the anxiety, the fear. You must transform the energy of the emotions. You have to transform to the higher vibration of love, and only halfway getting there is not enough. To do this, You'll want to step away from the problem and approach your emotions from a different perspective, from gratitude. Here you are in a fear pit. And when you make the conscious choice to approach your impassioned, painful emotions through gratitude, all of a sudden, there's a gratitude ladder in your pit. And all you have to do is climb that ladder of gratitude one ring at a time. Sit quietly, focusing on your breath, and focus your attention on gratitude. Think of those blessings in your life and focus on how you feel about them. And just immerse yourself in those grateful feelings. And when you're feeling that gratitude, you'll also feel your strength, your stamina, that shift in your energy. And then readdress infusing what upset you with that love energy and fully forgive. Take the action step to infuse the experience, all the people, and yourself with love. And we have a meditation for that if you need it. It's the healing circle of love. Okay, so we've experienced a trigger. And the action steps and support tools we've implemented are, 1, breathing deeply. And really, you know, taking that deep breath through the whole thing is perfect. 2, discern, are you safe? 3, accept what is. 4, accept your power and set your intention for a higher outcome. 5, infuse with love. And if you can't get there, step away and implement gratitude and then do it again. And it goes without saying that, of course, we must first recognize that we've been triggered. And that recognition comes through awareness. With that being said, you've joined this program to improve your life, to take control of your power and use it daily. Are you? Are you using your power? Have you created a new routine for yourself that supports creating and maintaining the foundation for your new life? What have you changed since you joined the program? Are you journaling, writing in your daily journal every day? Are you consciously choosing the energy of your day and your life? Are you setting your intention for your day when you wake up? Are you setting your intention for tomorrow before you go to sleep? And then again, or before you even get out of bed. Here's an intention for you. I wake up happy. When you complete your before sleep daily journal page, before you sign it, write, I wake up happy. Think about that. What would it feel like to wake up feeling happy every day? Feeling grateful for your comfy bed, your soft pillow, the sun shining through the window, or if it's raining, feeling grateful that you're dry and warm. Feeling happy doesn't require 6 figures in your bank account. I mean, that'd be great, but it's not necessary. Feeling happy doesn't require any money at all. Your bank account could be in the negative, but you can still consciously choose to feel happy, no matter what's going on around you. Now, obviously, you wouldn't be in agreement if your bank account was in the negative, but when you're consciously focused on being happy while your account is negative, you become a magnet for money to miraculously appear. That's how it works. Feeling those wonderful feelings, that gratitude, that happiness and joy. What before anything even changes, when there's no sign of the change you want to experience in sight, feeling the feels, the good feels. So are you setting your intention to be aware of your energy? When you're actively aware of your energy, you'll immediately know when something triggers you and you'll have the opportunity to implement your tools to course correct your energetic flow. And there's nothing wrong with asking your angelic team to help you be aware of your energy. Ask them. They'll help you with anything you ask. The number one complaint of angels is we don't ask them for help enough. And I'd love to say that being aware of your energy will just happen, but it doesn't. You have to overcome the programming first. When we're busy, you'll probably just keep going when you're mildly triggered. And then next thing you know, a pin drops and you implode or explode and you don't know why. Well, it's because you got mildly triggered 2 days ago and that energy's been building. But if you'd been aware, you'd have known, and you could, of course, correct it immediately. Being aware of your internal energy is crucial to improving your life. Remember, the universe mirrors back to you what you broadcast out. So what are you broadcasting out? And back to my first question, where do your thoughts flow when you're not focusing on a task? What is your subconscious dominant energy? Are you basking in the glow of love energy, fully immersed in the bliss of gratitude? That's where we want to be. But don't beat yourself up if you're not there. Vibrating in love energy consistently, that takes a minute. It takes practice. It's overcoming the old programming, creating a new one, writing a new narrative. Now, I asked about a routine. Again, don't beat yourself up if you haven't established a new routine for yourself that's non-negotiable. It takes some time to figure out what works best for you. However, please commit. Commit to yourself today to create a plan for your new empowerment routine and begin implementing it this week before our next call. The more you implement, the more clear you become on what works for you and what doesn't. Because you want to establish your best routine while we're still together. Please do this, because if you don't do it now and start locking in your new foundation of living, statistics show that you won't. And then the best part of this year, using the power of the energetic flow around us to create your heaven on earth will be left untouched. And you'll still be struggling to overcome the chaos. Okay, so I have a new list of 12 empowerment support tools and action steps to manage and maintain your power. Every day we want to implement the following, and this list is already on the Deep Dive Central webpage. Okay, so number one. We want to improve our breathing, taking deeper breaths consistently, retraining our vagus nerve so our brain and other vital organs get the oxygen they need for clarity of thought and optimal healing. Number two, we want to be aware of our energy status so we'll recognize when it dips. We'll know when we're even mildly triggered. Number three, we want to consciously choose the energy we vibrate in instead of defaulting to the dominant energy of our subconscious. Number four, we want to accept what our life is in this moment so there's no internal battle going on. Number five, we want to accept our power and actively use it to improve our life with clarity of thought. Number six, we want to infuse our day and our life through the vibration of love, setting our intention for the experience of our day and our life, broadcasting out to the universe the love energy that we want mirrored back to us. Number seven, we want to practice gratitude. Number eight, we want to practice visioning through our thoughts and feeling the elevated emotions of already having what we want with our body. Our thoughts are the language of the brain, and our feelings and emotions are the language of the body. And together, that's what we're broadcasting out. Number nine, We want to release the need to know how and feel safe and excited dealing with the unknown. Number 10, we want to release the human need to hold on to unforgiveness, worry, and harboring anxiety, overwhelm, and stress. Number 11, we want to meditate to achieve and maintain the vibration of love, syncing with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. And number 12, every day, we want to improve managing our energy. And if you improve 1% every day, where will you be in 90 days? Now that's food for thought. Everything in this list is supported by the daily journal pages except for meditating. And after today, you'll have 7 guided meditations from me to choose from every day on the Deep Dive Central webpage. And if you have other meditations to enjoy that you like, you have more than 7. To support immersing yourself in gratitude, we have a new meditation. And gratitude is an elevated emotion of love. And like love, boosts the immune system. So keep that in mind when you're practicing maintaining the love vibration. Your immune system gets to operate at maximum efficiency. Okay, so I'm pretty sure the sound is good on this, but I may have to adjust it when I start this meditation. And so we begin. Just get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes. And with a full, deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. We come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And we immerse ourselves into the bliss of gratitude. raising our vibration, boosting our immune system, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. And with a deep breath, we consciously choose to be the love vibration. And now with another deep breath, we shift our focus to gratitude of the blessings in our life. And we pull forth thoughts and emotions of what we're grateful for. The breath of God that we breathe, the warmth of sunshine, the refreshment of water, the roof over our head, and the food on our table. We open the gate and welcome in the emotions of gratitude and appreciation. And now with another slow, deep breath, dive even deeper into gratitude and just feel the elevated emotions of gratitude, of appreciation, of thankfulness. And with that deep breath, flood your body with the bliss of the impassioned emotion of gratitude. deepest gratitude. Vision yourself experiencing peace, joy, and happiness. See and feel the pleasure of being who you wish to be, doing what brings you the greatest joy, and having material experiences that bring you comfort, joy, and laughter from the inside. With another slow, deep breath, accept that you are one with the divinity within, one with the greater consciousness, limitless, whole, and complete. And claim this vibration of love, this impassioned energy of gratitude and appreciation for all that's yours by divine right. The way is now open for all to reach you now, under grace, in magical, perfect ways. The joy. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within, I am grateful, happy, whole, and complete. I graciously receive all that's mine by divine right. and your grace in miraculous ways. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now I integrate all this love into this love energy and bring it back with us. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. Those roots wrap around the black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this love that is your essence, this power within you. And with another deep breath, just pull that power and that healing love energy back up through the roots. Through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's recap. Today we look close and hard at the energy we're vibrating in. We looked at it without judgment, no beating ourselves up. We're just observing, making notes as to where we can improve, and trust me, we can always improve. We live in human bodies on a planet that's racked with fear and chaos. With a society that programs us to live in fear and chaos. It's going to take a minute to rewire our brains, but it is possible. And the more you practice, the more quickly it happens. So I want to ask you to always, always commit to reviewing your life without judgment, without beating yourself up. Review your life with excitement and anticipation of where you can improve. And maybe the improvement is being more gentle with yourself. Maybe giving yourself another 30 minutes of meditation. Another 30 minutes of sitting in nature. Feeling the heart of Mother Earth beating beneath your feet. Breathing in the crisp, sweet breath of God. We look deeply at the five action steps to take when we recognize that we've been triggered by some experience, and those five action steps are simple. Simple. And if we have trouble infusing an experience that we need to heal with love, we can approach the healing from a different perspective, beginning with stepping away from the problem and immersing ourselves in gratitude. And remember, gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. The gratitude state of being holds tremendous power. And that gratitude energy broadcasts out to the universe as a vibration of love. We also explored 12 action steps that are empowerment tools to support you to improve your life at least 1% every day when you use them. And you're guided to implement 11 of those items when you fill in your daily journal pages. And you have more guided meditations to support you to grasp that love frequency and sustain it. Bringing that love vibration back as your current state of being, moving forward with your daily life in that love vibration. Ultimately, we want to be in a walking love vibration of the meditative state, that feeling we get when we're in meditation. We want to be in a waking, walking state that's the same. Being in that love vibration of the meditative state while fully engaged with the world around us, fully aware of our energy within and the energy outside of us, feeling whole and complete, centered and grounded, resting in a deep sense of peace within, safe. Florence calls it that state of poise. And when you achieve it, you love everybody and everything. There's no worry there. So your homework this week is to be gentle with yourself and nail down and implement your new daily routine, your non-negotiable routine. Test it, examine it, discern what works best for you, and make good choices with your energetic flow. Consciously choose instead of defaulting to the dominant energy of your subconscious. Fill in your daily journal pages. Use your awareness to know what your energy is, moment by moment. And meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditation raises your energetic vibration and connects you with the divinity within. Until you can do it without meditating, you're just there. Implement what we've been discussing. Face what's revealed to you. Ask questions when you have them. Reach out for support if you need it. You're creating a new normal state of being, a new you, and the old you will probably not go quietly. So implement what you're learning now. So I'm here to support you. Thank you so much for being here. Sending you lots of love. And this completes our call.